Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras flew off to China today in what's being billed as a major effort to draw foreign investment into the faltering Greek economy. Samaras said he was confident that the Chinese would boost their holdings in Greece, as Greece in turn was offering more exports of things like olive oil, wine and feta cheese. And travelling with him are about 70 business people determined to widen the Greek market in China. Here in Greece, the biggest Chinese holding right now is the busy container terminal at the port of Piraeus. Samaras's trip to China comes at a time when his power-sharing government here in Athens insists that another corner has been turned in hopefully steering Greece out of its savage economic crisis, now in its sixth year. They point to a steady stream of bailout installments that they say has all but eliminated the possibility of a Greek exit from the Eurozone. International comment also has been moderately favorable to Greece lately, crediting the Samaras government with progress in much-needed economic reform, but, of course, urging a faster pace. In response, Samaras this week gave the green light for the privatization of the Greek national power utility. The plan's been on the drawing board for some time, but it's a tough nut to crack because previous governments have shrunk from confronting the powerful electricity workers' union, which could paralyze the country with strikes. This time, under EU pressure, Samaras is gambling that his government can pull it off with the minimum disruption. The media here in Athens say that a lot hinges on Samaras's trip to China, with Greek unemployment now well on its way up to hitting a record 30% and public patience with wrenching austerity now worn very thin. Samaras will have to return with a Chinese investment bonus or face a long, hot summer of discontent. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.